Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keefe. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. At Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We just finished ranking playoff quarterbacks.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Here on Jones and Keefe. Well, I thought pretty well.
I thought so, too.
You need to win a game. How would you rank them? Right. This is not just the best quarterbacks in the playoffs. You have to win a game. So we went at the top, Allen, Stafford, May, Hurts, Purdy. From then on, you can seek it out. It'll be up at Jones and Keefe shortly. However, not everyone was a fan of it. Our guy Chuck up in New Hampshire thought this was who needed to win a game the most the whole time. So maybe I didn't phrase that very well.
That would also be a different list.
We go another one here. Guys, I know your lists are generally terrible, but this one is probably the worst.
It's an eye of the beholder kind of thing.
I wonder what kind of reaction you're going to get.
Probably poor. This.
Yeah, probably not great, I would imagine.
It's all right.
Somebody also said, how are you going to feel when number 9 on your list, Justin Herbert, beats number 3 on your list, Drake May, on Sunday? I will not feel great.
I won't feel good at all.
No,
I'll feel terrible, actually.
To answer that one, yeah. I won't feel good.
That's an easy one.
Let's take one quick call on our list. Feel free to weigh in. Steve is in Boston. Hello, Steve.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. Just wanted to call real quick. You got Aaron Rodgers at 10, but I mean, this is a guy who played 21 postseason games, above 500. You're talking about winning one game. He's won the Super Bowl multiple times.
Steve, we're not talking about Aaron Rodgers in his prime. Yeah. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers this weekend.
Right now.
Yeah, to win a playoff game.
Yes.
He has the playoff pedigree.
Yeah, but when was the last time he won a playoff game?
Yeah, great question.
He's not there anymore. 2020. I'll tell you. COVID.
2020 is the last time he won a playoff game.
Doesn't even count.
Yeah. So it's like, I actually think we're giving Rodgers a decent amount of respect where we have him on the list.
Yeah.
Maybe not, now that I look at
it. No, 10 out of 14, maybe it's not respect.
He's ahead of Love, Williams, Darnold, and Young. Actually, yeah, it's not a lot of respect.
No, it's not.
Okay, but like,
no, he's a tricky one to figure out, too, because he has had some, not only has he had some playoff losses, but like playoff losses as the number one seed, right? It's not like you scrape your way into the playoffs, you're happy to be there. Bryce Young's going to probably lose the game.
He has playoff chokes.
Yeah. That's the other thing, too. It's like games where they've had the lead, then he falls apart, or just, you know, he's had some bad moments.
Do you have what's his lifetime record? Do you have that?
Yeah, he's 11-10.
Yeah.
11-10.
So it's a 50-50 shot you're going to win a playoff game with him?
Right, and he went 4-0 the Super Bowl year. So it's similar to a guy like Flacco, where it's like kind of blacks out for a year, has an unbelievable playoff run, and then everything else is usually one win, one loss. Kind of 1-1 most years.
This is a common theme on the text line. Okay. Caleb Williams too low, 7 comeback wins this year. Guys,
yeah, I like Caleb Williams.
Guys, Bryce Young had the most comeback wins this year.
Well,
So, I mean, look,
he had the most comeback wins this year?
On an 8-9 team?
Maybe every game was a comeback win.
This is for his career. He has 14 game winning drives. I'm sorry, not the most
always
this
losing.
Year.
Every game they're losing.
Yeah, I think you got to balance.
We stand
those
by
things.
The list.
Knicks is on a good team.
Yeah,
and he made the playoffs last year. He didn't win, but again, he's only had one crack at it.
Yeah,
May's
right.
Had zero cracks at it. So some of it's projecting.
Yeah,
and some of it is, you know, based on what they've done in their career in past years, how they've played this year. It's a comprehensive list is what it is.
Yeah.
We put a lot of work into it. You heard it all live on the air.
I give you that. Bo Nix may be
a little too high.
Might be a little too high.
Maybe a little high.
Whatever.
Yeah. What's done is done, Keith. It's up now.
The list is the list.
I see it now.
Put it up.
At Jones and Keith, of all the playoff QBs, who would you want to win one game? Twitch chat says I said that wrong. I feel like we said that 50 million times.
I feel like you said it a lot.
I think so, too.
It's all right there in the graphic, and there's little pictures of all the players, little headshots.
Pretty good.
It's really nice.
Big graphic day for Terp. Excellent work by Terp, who's going to join us at high noon.
Jeepers.
For pure hoops.
Full day for Terp.
With Terp about a half an hour from now. We also have the hashtag Dork Minute coming up in 15 minutes. Yes?
This is not my ex-wife, but a guy on the text line said, this list is like my ex-wife. Disgusting.
Right, that's his ex-wife.
No, not mine. I can't speak for that.
Sick Greg, bro.
Yeah, I can't speak to him or her.
Sorry to hear that, bud.
Yeah, disgusting in what ways? Okay.
It's the wrong ways, evidently.
It's a Would You Rather Wednesday.
All right, Bill.
Here on Jones and Keefe. What's our first Would You Rather, Billy?
All right, would you rather the Patriots play on Saturday night, Sunday night, or Monday night?
I have a strong feeling on this, but I want your answer first.
Oh, I think it's perfect. I am thrilled with the Sunday night game.
So wrong.
This is the right answer.
So incorrect and wrong.
I don't want to play Saturday night. That's
why?
For college, and that's when I go dancing. Sunday night is when I think is the it's right in the middle of the playoff schedule. You don't have to wait till Monday. That's the worst.
The Monday night, we agree.
The Monday,
they shouldn't even play that game.
No,
I don't get why
shouldn't.
They do that.
Money.
Okay, but I still, I don't get why they do that. Yeah, I hate the Monday night game. 3-3 is what you should do. No, Saturday is the right answer.
Sunday night.
Saturday night.
Why?
I can watch the game.
Sure.
You
can't watch it on Sunday?
No, I can stay. But I, for work purposes, would rather have an extra day to go through all the post-game stuff.
Okay.
And I think most people who get up early for work...
I'd rather talk about it more fresh.
Okay, but most people who do it for work would rather have the game on Saturday, get sleep or not a lot of sleep, and then get ready for work on Monday, I think. I would rather have it on Saturday night. I love the Saturday night time slot.
Selfishly, I'd rather not be up till 1 o'clock on Monday morning.
That's selfish.
And I have to get up at 5:30.
That's very selfish.
Because the Patriots are playing on Sunday night.
Yeah, yeah. But you're asking me what would I rather?
Pro football. Sunday. It's meant to be played on Sunday.
I don't disagree with that.
Thank you. So I stand by it.
But now,
firmly.
Now I'm picking they could have played it Sunday at 1 o'clock. That's not an option. So now I got to pick out of the
nights.
Two night options.
Out of all the nights.
Because we're crossing Monday out.
So you would rank Saturday. It Saturday, Sunday, Monday in that order?
Saturday. Yeah, I would just go in the order of the days of the week. Yes, that's how I would rank it.
You do it? I guess Sunday,
start, make a gravity.
Saturday, Monday.
Make another gravity.
We're doing top 5 days of the week on Friday. I have some pretty strong opinions.
I like it. Okay. Well, we disagree on that.
Yeah, we do.
What else?
Would you rather John Harbaugh or Jim Harbaugh?
The Harbaugh brothers. Who'd you rather be your head coach? Obviously not here. Patriots are all set here. But just sort of in a vacuum, who would you want leading your team?
John.
Same. Jim, John was just in a place for 18 years.
Yeah, Jim's going to burn out.
Jim is going to burn
out. He's going to burn
out. Good coach, though.
Very, very good coach.
Very good coach.
This is kind of the opposite of what we were asking before.
Yeah.
It's like these are two really good options.
Oh, yeah, to win one game, I might still take John.
I would take John.
To win, to be with a team for the next 10 years, I think only John would be with a team for 10 years.
Jim Harbaugh is going to burn out and feud with people. And look, after 18 years, maybe Harbaugh and Lamar are feuding, meaning Jim.
Yeah.
After 20 years, Bill and Brady, it went bad.
Oh, there's a shelf life.
But I'm saying, Harbaugh's going to be feuding with everyone in your organization within, 4 or 5 years. He might win a bunch in the meantime. He probably will.
I would
rather John over Jim.
Winning a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco.
Beat him. He beat Jim head-to-head.
True. So he did do that. But also with Joe Flacco, who I know you love, but I do not.
Flacco's good, so I don't understand your issue with that.
Unbelievable for him to do that. So he gets even more credit for it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, we agree on that one. What else?
Would you rather have a lot of pet fish or a lot of pet birds?
I know. What? Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I look in the dock.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I hear it from the first time from Billy.
A little peek behind the curtain. I write all these.
Sometimes I hear it from Billy for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go, I wonder
where it from?
Yeah, where did this come from?
I mean, my mind wanders.
It shouldn't matter. I just wonder.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not sure. Because sometimes I try to tie him into a Kiefer Madden story. Right. So we had a Kiefer Madden story about a monkey, but we already had a pet monkey story. Maybe that's what it was. I was going to ask about having a pet monkey, but we already did that.
Like, that's been done.
That's been done. But then I was thinking about pets.
Would I rather have a pet fish?
A lot of pet fish or a lot of pet birds.
I'm sorry.
It's not one.
Definitely fish.
The answer's fish.
Easy.
Birds.
A lot of birds? I wouldn't even want one bird. Never mind a lot of them.
Where do you put them?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Now, one, maybe it's the cursing, smoking parrot that we have.
That's
that one's pretty sweet.
That's hilarious.
But a lot of birds just crapping everywhere and squawking at you.
Because you
got to
clean their cage.
Yeah. There's so much newspaper.
Yeah.
All the newspapers.
Right.
They barely make them anymore.
Yeah, I think that's how they stay in business.
He's getting a subscription to the Globe, the Times, the USA Today.
That's how the Globe has stayed circulating. It's just bird owners.
People love birds. They are cool looking.
People who own fireplaces and birds. That's how the Globe. That's how the Globe stays in circulation. I think
I'd feel really bad though, if they couldn't just get out and fly, and they really wouldn't be able to do that. Where would you take them to fly? They would just fly away.
I don't understand your logic on this. How's this any different with the fish?
Fish can fish in a tank,
but they're restricted.
But they want to swim away too.
Yeah, but I get a big old tank. They'd be fine. They're so dumb. They wouldn't know the difference. The birds are smart. They can talk to you.
Birds have bird brains. They're dumb.
Fish don't even have brains.
Oh, good point. You got me there.
But fish, you get yourself a sweet tank.
Fish don't have feelings. Do they not have brains?
Feelings or brains. Where do you get your feelings from? Your brains. So I think a fish, big fish tank would be pretty sweet. Now, there's some upkeep there. I'm not saying that that's just a set it and forget it.
Yeah, but you can hire that.
But a bird
cage. You can hire that out.
Well, you remember, was it Ocho Cinco or Antonio Brown? It was one of these wild receivers that had an enormous fish tank. But they never cleaned it, and it was a nightmare. And I think there's all these dead fish in it. Remember that story?
No.
I think it was an old madness.
This algae took it over and ate away at all their oxygen.
It may have been, don't quote me on this, it may have been Antonio Brown, and he may have stopped paying the person, I think, that was cleaning it. Does that check out?
Yeah, that checks out.
I think that may have been the case.
I don't know if Steph Diggs has any fish tanks at his house.
They are cool, though. Mm. Get yourself a saltwater tank.
Well, that'd be nice.
Oof.
Yeah, I don't know.
Get some really colorful fish in there.
But I think it's, now it's not even a debate anymore.
No, right?
I could have like a really elaborate fish tank.
Yeah.
But just like basic bitch fish tank with a bunch of fish swimming around.
Yeah.
Or basic bitch bird cage with like a bunch of birds.
You throw like a fake treasure chest in there. That's cool.
This is an old Sports Illustrated headline. Antonio Brown accused of owing $2,000 for an aquarium filled with piranhas he killed.
Piranhas! Now that's cool.
Oh, yeah, you throw some, like, real live animals in there and watch the piranhas eat them?
Well, or just, there's always, like, you know, the threat when somebody comes over.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I owe you $2,000? I might throw you in the piranha tank.
It's like in Snatch, where he's like, never trust a guy who has a pig farm.
Great call.
They'll eat anything.
It is like that.
He didn't pay the guy who installed a 220-gallon fish tank in his home.
That was a big tank.
When you can't
pay him.
When you can't start paying your $2,000 bills and you're a millionaire athlete, that's a bad sign.
Is he in the slammer right now?
Yeah, I think that's right. He's been extradited to the U.S. and probably
got it.
Yeah, in the slammer.
It's not going great.
I think so.
It's gonna be a tough Hall of Fame speech from there.
All right, so we agree it's fish.
Fish tanks. Yeah, a lot of fish.
Good. What else?
Finally, would you rather a bagel with butter or cream cheese?
Right, again,
I don't know.
This is just Keith sitting at home for 2 weeks.
Breakfast.
Yeah. This is Keith. Did this come up at the kitchen table?
Yeah, no, I was asking my wife, I go, hey, you got any good would you rathers? She's like, yeah, bagel, butter, or cream cheese.
Oh, good one, Katie.
Bagel's low on my overall list. If I had a power rank, I'd go.
I love a bagel.
I know you do. I'd go donut, muffin, English muffin, bagel in that order.
I would go bagel, muffin.
You're not a donut guy.
Donut.
Okay.
English muffins kind of stink.
They're
at the bottom, yeah.
But to answer this question, Bill, the serious question, I would go cream cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, butters.
What's the debate here?
There's no debate.
Okay, good.
I mean, we agreed on a couple things there at the end.
We did.
Actually, the last three.
A real, real heavy debate. We embraced the debate.
Fast on that first one.
The first one.
Yeah.
Then after that, we both kind of backed into our corners.
Yeah.
Yeah, cream cheese. I like a nice schmear.
Yeah, what else? Good.
Okay, that's Would You Rather Wednesday. Here on Jones and Keefe, we will get to Pure Hoops with Terp coming up at high noon. We have the hashtag Dork Minute with Rich Keefe next.